Brothers and sisters, good morning. Today is Wednesday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. And in the Gospel acclamation, it says, "Teach me your paths, my God, and guide me in your truth." Brothers and sisters, we are here today to serve, to follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth passes away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel is asking us to simply walk in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior. Not to break or disturb what the Lord has put in place for us to follow, but to guide it, to use it as our guide so we can guide others to Him. Question is, would you like to be remembered as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven or as the least? Because it is said, to be remembered as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is to do what you have to do to please the Lord and to bring others to Him. Whereas to be considered the least would be to teach people to break the laws that Jesus has already put in place and lead people away from God. Brothers and sisters, in this present day that we're living in, times are changing so drastically, things just might not ever be the same again. Let's take, for example, this pandemic. We were looking all so good and everything was working well. Then all of a sudden, there comes the pandemic. And just by that, our whole world is turned upside down. We now, those of us who were very into our Lord and Savior, we were removed from going to church, public gatherings. And at first, I guess, to some, maybe it was a little uncomfortable. But it is so easy to get trapped into doing the wrong thing. For example, if you're accustomed to going to church and all of a sudden you stop, there is nobody forcing you, there is nobody saying that you have to go, you just figure, well, it is safe not to go, so I am going to stay home. But let me say this. While all this pandemic is still going on, amen that they allowed us to go back to public gatherings as far as churches are concerned. Because a lot of us have already been led away from our Lord and Savior. We need to be directed back to our Lord and Savior. Those of us who have lost hope, those of us who have turned our face away from the Lord, it is time. It is never too late, but it is time that we could go all back together. And on our way back to God, please, my dear brothers and sisters, take someone with you back to our Lord and Savior. because this is not what he intended for us. It is true, a test of our faith. It will be tested time and time again. But if we are dedicated, if we are devoted to our Lord and Savior, then we need to do all that we have to do in order to guide people back to Him. So let's put on our suit of armor and let's go out there into the battlefield and let's bring back our brothers and sisters who have walked away from our Lord and Savior and bring them home to Jesus Christ. Amen.